Wilson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red December wheat, 725 and a half, down 3 3/4. March, 728, down 3 3/4. Soft December wheat is 658 and a half, down 4 1/4. March, 670, down 4 1/4. December corn, 426 and a half, up 1/4. July, 451, down 1/2. November soybeans, 1263, down 1. January, 1253 and a half, down 3. July, 1225, down 2 3/4. December soybean meal, 395.10, down 180. December soybean oil, 41.21, down 4 cents. December live cattle, 132.40, up 30. November feeders, 164.65, up 105. And December lean hogs are 88.90. They're up 57 and 1/2. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Report Friday coming up. That's something we haven't said in 2 months.
No, it sure isn't. We'll be looking to see what the government can figure out after their short vacation. You know, we did see, of course, Sparks's numbers, or Informa's numbers, I guess, and FC Stone's on Friday. We've got the average guesses when we take into everybody else that were kicked out by Reuters yesterday, and they're just a little bit lower. A 14.003 as far as the corn production number, but they are staying, and their average yield is 158.9. So that's about 2 bushels less than what Sparks Inform is looking at.
So the question becomes, what number is the trade trading?
I would have to say the trade is trading somewhere about a 160 here right now. I think that that's going to be probably it. The big question is, how many acres are they going to say we harvested?
Right.
I think that that is the bigger question as to what it is. We know what the yields are when they come in, they talk about it, and we see bushels coming in, but we're not sure, you know, down to that last million acres as to what it is. You know, the average guess here from the average estimates, 88.09. If you look at ADM's guesstimate, it's at 87.7. And I believe that Dan Zwicker made a comment that it could be as low as 86. But, so that's going to make a big difference in what we're looking at.
And then more soybean acres.
The soybean acres, as we look at those, we're looking at the, grab this, the average estimate here on the beans. 72.28 on the harvest acres.
So that's significantly higher than USDA, which, where were they for September? It's been so long. They were at 76.378.
So, that can be a big differential as to how we look at things here. So, it's going to be a big difference as to what we're looking at. It's going to be crazy. So,
I think the thing that probably there's so many moving parts that maybe it's truly at the end of the day when we look at see where futures are going about U.S. ending stocks for corn and beans. And I really got to wonder if there really is much more downside risk to corn in particular.
I think that that's going to be a tale of looking at what they do say the harvest acres is, number one, and number two, what's the EPA going to do with the ethanol mandate, and number three, what is the world economy going to do to us? We have been having some tremendous usage for ethanol crush as of yet. We have got some stuff we're exporting as far as ethanol. We're also looking at the fact that farmers have been very tight holders here. The basis levels are being very tight in some areas, especially around ethanol plants. We heard as much as 15 over being paid for corn, you know, just here at ethanol plants in volumes of 100,000 or more. So, you know, there is some good prices out there, good basis levels out there to try to get the corn to move.
Seems like the market is trying to signal technically that the greater risk for beans is to the downside.
You know, if you looked at yesterday, why we had our deferred months of beans up pretty good. Today we're backing off a little bit, but nothing compared to what we were up yesterday. I think that we are very, very front-loaded as far as sales go. Mm-hmm. It looks like China is still moving ahead into the month of February for their bookings now. We're just scared that we're going to fall off greatly after that if we continue to see good weather and good planting progress in South America. Because it does look like you're going to plant some more beans down there. It does look like the weather's improved down there. But for right now, the crush margins are good, and the processors and the exporters are fighting over what beans are out there right now.
So I imagine a lot of producers have unpriced corn bushels. Should they do anything before Friday?
I guess I'm going to have to say that depending on your individual situation, I'm probably not being an aggressive seller before Friday. I think I'd like to get it through and see if once that goes through that we maybe take a dip and that it actually bounces back a little bit here. We right now, until we break through the 425 on a closing basis, that is pretty good support. But unfortunately, it isn't too much higher. It's pretty good resistance.
And in the beans, there's probably more unpriced beans out there than you probably think there might be.
Oh, I'm sure there are. And basically, you know, they're looking at 1250 support. We're looking at, 1268 type resistance here right now, and we're somewhat in a trading range on those for today. But, you know, the volume is light. It seems like everybody is just wanting to wait till Friday now. It's just about a shame we can't just have the numbers tomorrow.
It's a long wait. What about basis? What are your expectations for basis between now and the end of the year?
You know, I think that as we finish in up harvest, we're going to continue to see the basis levels stay somewhat strong. And I say that because farmers have been very stubborn sellers, and the ethanol plants and the export book that we have on is going to be quite aggressive at wanting to buy some stuff now, not so much for later in the year, but for now, I think that we're going to continue to see the basis level stay pretty firm.
Does it stay firm all the way into the 15th of December thereabouts, or does it begin to get sloppy?
Oh, I think it will stay until the 15th of December because very few people are willing to open their bin doors until next year. Two reasons: they made a lot of money this last year, and for tax purposes, they don't want to sell it till after the first of year in some cases. And in other cases, the corn, basically, we have carry to go on out there. Why would you want to be selling it in December if the basis doesn't get strong and give you a reason to?
Thank you much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana.
Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM. Their FarmerView mobile site features up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids, and offers ADM customers access to contracts, deliveries, and payments. Available at adm.com/FarmerView.
Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red December wheat is 725, down 4 1/4. Soft December wheat is 658.5, down 4 1/4. December corn is 426.25, unchanged. July, 450.5, down 1. November soybeans, 1262, down 2. January, 1252.75, down 3 3/4. And July is 1224.25, down 3.5. December soybean meal, 395, down 190. December soybean oil, 41.20, down 5 cents. December live cattle, 132.47.5, up 37.5. And December lean hogs are 89, even, up 67.5. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.